From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Jordan Nguyen. Missouri's higher education funding incentive program may be ineffective. That's according to a new report from the state auditor's office. St. Louis Public Radio's Camille Phillips has the details.
The performance-based program awards Missouri's public colleges a portion of state funding based on measures such as graduation rates and learning quality. The level of success is determined by how well each college compares to its peers. An audit of the program found that the colleges self-report those measures based on an honor system, and the requirements for choosing a school's peer group are unclear. In a statement, Missouri Auditor Nicole Galloway says unless state officials provide clearer guidelines and more oversight, it is, quote, difficult to determine whether the program provides any real benefits. Up to 5% of state funding for Missouri's public colleges and universities come from the four-year-old program. That's as much as $42 million a year. I'm Camille Phillips.
Missouri has spent more than $415,000 to buy and install new security equipment at the state capitol. Starting Tuesday, visitors will be required to pass through metal detectors at the Capitol. State employees who work in the building will be allowed to use electronic identification cards to enter through locked doors. Contract figures provided to the Associated Press show the state has purchased three pass-through metal detectors, only two of which have been installed so far. The cost also includes 25 handheld metal detector wands and equipment for the electronic badge scanner at locked doors. The security improvements were initiated by Governor-elect Eric Greitens, who takes office Monday. Missouri's Republican Senate leader is casting doubt on a proposal by Republican Governor-elect Eric Greitens on a waiting period before elected officials can lobby. Senate President Pro Tem Ron Richard told reporters today that he doesn't support Greitens' call for a one-to-one waiting period. Under that plan, elected officials would need to wait a year for every year served in office before lobbying. Richard says that would allow a lawmaker to resign after 1 year, wait a year, and then lobby. Richard called that backwards. Current law bans elected officials from becoming lobbyists until 6 months after their terms expire. Richard says he likely would vote for Greitens' plan if such a bill gains traction, but he'd prefer a set waiting period of a certain number of years. Ride-sharing company Uber will give free rides on Missouri's Inauguration Day in Jefferson City. A statement from Uber provided to the Associated Press today says free rides through the app-based service are available from 7 a.m. Monday until 2 a.m. Tuesday. Incoming Republican Governor Eric Greitens and four other statewide elected officials will be sworn into office Monday. Celebrations will include a Capitol ball. Rides are free for those going to inaugural events. Uber currently operates in St. Louis, Kansas City, Springfield, and Columbia. Republican House Speaker Todd Richardson says he wants to pass statewide regulation for ride-sharing companies such as Uber. Bills to do so failed last year. Jordan Nguyen, KBIA News, Columbia.